Mardin, what's your problem?
The royal governor of the province of Anacreon has assumed the title of king.
Well, what of it?
That means we are cut off from the inner regions of the empire.
Is that so important?
Important. Anacreon stands square across our last remaining trade route. Where is our metal to come from? Piren, this is a matter of life and death. The planet Terminus by itself cannot support a mechanized civilization, you know that.
Yes, yes.
It hasn't a trace of iron, copper or aluminium in any of the surface rocks, and precious little else. What do you think will happen to the encyclopedia if Anacreon clamps down on us?
Are you forgetting that we are under the direct jurisdiction of the Emperor himself?
So was Anacreon. And that's not all. At least another 20 of the outermost provinces of the galaxy have begun steering things their own way. I tell you, I feel damned uncertain of the Empire and its ability to protect us.
Nonsense. Royal governor or king? What's the difference? Forget it, Hardin. It's none of our business. We are first and last scientists, and our concern is the encyclopedia. Oh, yes, I almost forgot, Hardin. Mm. Do something about that newspaper of yours.
It isn't mine. It's privately owned. What's it been doing?
For weeks now, it's been recommending that the 50th anniversary of the Foundation be made the occasion for public holidays and quite inappropriate celebrations.
And why not? In 3 months, the radium clock will open the first vault. I'd call that quite a big occasion, wouldn't you?
Not for silly pageantry, Hardin. The first vault and its opening concerns the Board of Trustees alone. Anything of importance will be communicated to the people by me. I am the Emperor's representative on Terminus and have full powers in this respect.
I see. Well, Piren, in connection with your status as Emperor's representative, then, I have a final piece of news to give you.
About Anacreon?
Yes. A special envoy, Anselm Roderick, is being sent to us in 2 weeks.
An envoy here? From Anacreon? What for?
I'll give you one guess.
You're right, Chairman. It's indeed a beautiful evening. A delightful meal, if I may say so.
Thank you, Your Eminence.
And now to serious matters.
By all means.
Of course, all the formal discussions, the paper signing and such dull technicalities, that is, will take place before the... what is it you call your council?
The Board of Trustees.
Odd name. Anyway, that's for tomorrow. But we might as well clear some of the underbrush man-to-man right now, though. Don't you agree?
And that means...
Just this. There's been a certain change out here in the periphery, and the status of your planet has become a trifle uncertain. Mm-hmm. It would be very convenient if we succeeded in coming to an understanding as to how the matter stands.
Let me understand this, Your Eminence. Your mission is merely one of clarification.
That's correct.
In that case, it's soon over. We are a state-supported scientific institution and part of the Emperor's personal domain.
Yes, that's a nice theory, Dr. Piren, but what's the actual situation? How do you stand with respect to Smyrna? You're not 50 parsecs from their capital, you know. And what about Konom and Daribo?
We have nothing to do with any province.
They're not provinces, they are kingdoms now.
Kingdoms, then. We have nothing to do with them. As a scientific institution...
Science be damned. The devil has that got to do with the fact that we're liable to see Terminus taken over by Smyrna at any time?
And the Emperor. He would just sit by.
Well, now, Dr. Piren, you respect the Emperor's property, and so do I. But Smyrna might not. Remember, we've just signed a treaty with the Emperor, which places upon us the responsibility of maintaining the borders of the old province of Anacreon on behalf of the Emperor. Our duty is clear, then, is it not?
Certainly. But Terminus is not part of the province of Anacreon.
And Smyrna?
Nor is it part of the province of Smyrna. It is not part of any province.
Does Smyrna know that?
I don't care what it knows.
But we do. We've just finished a war with her, and she still holds 2 stellar systems that are ours. Terminus occupies an important strategic position between the 2 nations.
What is your proposition, Your Eminence?
It seems perfectly obvious that since Terminus cannot defend itself, Anacreon must take over the job. We believe that it would be best for all concerned to have Anacreon establish a military base here.
And that is all you would want? A military base in some of the vast, unoccupied territory?
Well, of course there would be the question of supporting the occupying forces.
Oh, I see. The Terminus is to be a protectorate and pay tribute.
Not tribute, taxes. We're protecting you, you pay for it.
Whatever.
Let me speak, Hardin. Your Eminence, I don't give a damn for Anacreon, Smyrna, your local politics and petty wars. I tell you, this is a tax-free, state-supported institution.
State-supported? But we are the state and we are not supporting.
Your Eminence, I am the direct representative of His
August... His August Majesty the Emperor. I am the direct representative of the King of Anacreon, and Anacreon is a lot nearer, Dr. Perrin.
Gentlemen, let's get back to business. How would you take these so-called taxes, Your Eminence? Wheat, potatoes, vegetables, cattle?
You're joking. Gold, of course. Chromium or vanadium would be even better if you have it.
Chromium? Vanadium? We haven't even got iron. Here, take a look at our currency.
What is it? Steel?
That's right.
I don't understand.
The Terminus is a planet practically without metals. We import it all.
Well, you might pay with land.
What do you mean?
This world is just about empty, and the unoccupied land is probably fertile. We could doubtless come to some mutually satisfactory agreement.
Anacreon could supply us with plutonium for our atomic power plant. We have only a few years' supply left.
Harding,
you have atomic power.
Well, certainly. And what's unusual in that? I imagine that atomic power is 50,000 years old now. Why shouldn't we have it? Except that it is a little difficult to get hold of plutonium.
Yes. Yes. Now, gentlemen, tomorrow I shall meet your board of trustees. For your own sakes, I would advise you to appraise them of the situation prior to my arrival. Should we not reach a mutually beneficial arrangement, I have to tell you that I shall return to Anacreon, and from then you will have precisely 3 months before I return with my troops, wanted or not. And now, if you'll excuse me, I wish you good night, gentlemen.
He is insufferable.
Not at all. Merely the product of his environment.
What did you mean by all that talk about military bases and tribute? Are you mad?
No. I merely gave him the opportunity to talk. You'll notice he managed to stumble out Anacreon's real intention. And naturally, I don't intend to let that happen.
Don't you? And who the hell are you? And may I ask why you mentioned our atomic power plant? It's just the thing that would make us a military target.
Yes, a military target to avoid. Isn't it obvious why I brought the subject up? It confirmed a very strong suspicion I had.
What?
That Anacreon no longer has atomic power. If they had, Roderick would have known that plutonium, except in ancient traditions, isn't used in power plants. And therefore it follows that the rest of the periphery no longer has it either. Certainly Smyrna hasn't. Or they would have defeated Anacreon in their last little encounter. Interesting. Back to oil and coal, are they?
Gentlemen, I think you all know our mayor, Selwa Hardin. Hardin, may I introduce the members of the Board of Trustees? Thomas Soot.
Hardin.
Njord Farah.
Hardin.
Lundin Crast.
Hardin.
And Yate Fulham.
Hardin.
Now then, gentlemen, I find it very gratifying to be able to inform the Board that since our last meeting, I have received word that Lord Dorwin, Chancellor of the Empire, will arrive at Terminus in 2 weeks. It may be taken for granted that our relations with Anacreon will be smoothed out to our complete satisfaction as soon as the Emperor is informed of the situation.
Leaving vague expressions out of account, what do you expect Lord Dorwin to do?
It is quite evident that Mayor Hardin is a professional cynic. He can scarcely fail to realize that the Emperor would be most unlikely to allow his personal rights to be infringed.
Why? What would he do if they were? I'd like to ask a question. Besides this stroke of diplomacy, has anything been done to meet the Anacreonian menace?
Oh, you see a menace there, do you?
Don't you?
Well, hardly. The Emperor is...
What is this? Every once in a while, someone mentions Emperor or Empire, as if they were magic words. The Emperor is 50,000 parsecs away, and I doubt whether he gives a damn about us. No. We have to fight with guns, not words.
I don't think you have any.
We've had 2 months' grace so far, mainly because we've given Anacreon the idea that we have atomic weapons, which, as we all know, isn't true. It's all very well to drag chancellors into this, but it would be much nicer to drag in a few great big siege guns armed with atomic warheads.
No, I disagree with that.
Building armaments would mean withdrawing men from the encyclopedia. Mm. That cannot be done, come what may.
Very true. The encyclopedia first, always. Why, in 5 years' time, we shall be publishing the first volume. Nothing must be allowed to interfere with that.
Has it ever occurred to this board that it's just possible that Terminus may have interests other than the encyclopedia? You don't understand the situation. There's a good million of us here. And not more than 150,000 are working directly on the encyclopedia. To the rest of us, this is home. We were born here. We're living here. Compared with our homes, our farms, our factories, the encyclopedia means little to us. We want them protected.
The encyclopedia first. We have a mission to fulfill.
That might have been true 50 years ago, but there is a new generation.
That has nothing to do with it. We are scientists.
You are not scientists. You're clerks, classifying the work of scientists of the last millennium. Have you ever thought of extending their knowledge? No. You're quite happy to stagnate like the rest of the galaxy. That's why we have revolts, breakdown of communications, loss of atomic power. The whole galaxy is crumbling to bits.
I don't know what you're trying to gain by your hysterical statements, Harding. Certainly you're adding nothing constructive to the discussion.
Haven't we forgotten something, gentlemen?
What?
In a month, we celebrate our 50th anniversary.
What of it?
On that anniversary, Harry Seldon's vault will open. Have you ever considered what might be in the vault?
I don't know. Routine matters, a stock speech of congratulations. I don't think any great significance need be placed on the vault.
But perhaps you're wrong. Doesn't it strike you that the vault is opening at a very convenient time?
Very inconvenient time, you mean. We have other things to worry about.
Other things more important than a message from Harry Seldon? I think not. The encyclopedia was very dear to his heart, you know.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, what do you think of the vault?
I don't know, Father. I really don't know.
Ah, Harding, you were looking for us, no doubt. A great achievement, this encyclopedia of yours, Harding.
Thank you, my lord.
The section on archaeology is marvellous, truly marvellous. You're not by any chance interested in archaeology yourself, are you, Harding?
No, my lord, I can't say I am.
Oh, pity, it's a fascinating subject.
My lord, may I ask you a question?
Oh, certainly, my dear fellow, only too happy to be of service. My store of knowledge is small.
Well, it isn't exactly about archaeology, my lord.
Oh, well, never mind. What is it?
Well, last year we received news here on Terminus of an explosion of a power plant on Planet 5 of Gamma Andromeda.
Yes.
We got only the barest details of the accident. I wonder if you could tell me exactly what happened.
Well, there isn't very much to tell. The plant exploded. It was quite a catastrophe, you know. I believe several million people were killed and at least half the planet was laid in ruins.
Yes, but what was wrong with the plant?
Well, really, who knows? It had broken down some years previously, and it's thought that the replacements and repair work were inferior. It's so difficult to get technicians now who really understand these things.
You realize that the independent powers of the periphery have lost atomic power altogether?
I'm not at all surprised. Barbarous planet. Oh, but my dear fellow, you mustn't call them independent. They aren't, you know. They acknowledge the sovereignty of the Empire. They'd have to, of course, or we wouldn't treat with them.
Well, that may be so, but they have considerable freedom of action.
Yes, I suppose so, but that scarcely matters. The Empire's far better off with the periphery thrown upon its own resources. They're no good to us, you see. Barbarous planets, quite uncivilized.
Lee, this can't go on. This incredible vacillation on the part of the Board of Trustees. Not one of them seems capable of making a rational decision. And as for Lord Darwin, if they really think that either he or the word of the Empire count for anything, they must be even more insular than I suspected.
Lord Darwin is a very accomplished diplomat.
Precisely. Look, Lee, will you do something for me?
What?
Take these microtapes and have them subjected to a thorough analysis by symbolic logic. Can you do that?
Yes. What do they contain?
You'll see.
Very well. When do you want the analysis?
Tomorrow morning, when I meet the board.
What will you say to them?
That depends upon the result of the analysis. But if these tapes contain what I think they do, then I shall have no alternative but to assume power myself.
Harding, you're going to stage a coup and force the Board of Trustees out?
No, Lee, not force them out. simply supersede them. Someone has to have soul power when the crunch comes, and I'm better equipped than anyone else. Are you with me?
Yes, Hardin, I'm with you.
So, gentlemen, it turned out we didn't have much time after all. Lord Roderick gave us 3 months, but little as it was, we threw it away, unused. And this new Anacreonian ultimatum gives us 1 week. What do we do now?
There must be a loophole. It is absolutely unbelievable that they would push matters to extremities in the face of what Lord Dorwin has assured us regarding the attitude of the Emperor and the Empire.
I see. You have, of course, informed the King of Anacreon of this alleged attitude?
I have. After having placed the proposal to the board for a vote and having received unanimous consent.
And when did this vote take place?
I don't believe that I am answerable to you in any way, Mayor Hardin.
All right. I'm not that vitally interested. It's just my opinion that it was your diplomatic transmission of Lord Dorwin's valuable contribution to the situation that was the direct cause of this friendly little ultimatum.
And just how do you arrive at that remarkable conclusion, Mr. Mayor?
Quite simply, common sense. You see, there's a branch of human knowledge known as symbolic logic, which can be used to prune away all sorts of dead wood that clutters up human language.
What about it?
I applied it. Among other things, I applied it to this document here. I didn't really need to for myself because I knew what it was all about. But I think I can explain it more easily to 5 scientists by symbols rather than words. This message from Anacreon was a simple problem, naturally. The men who wrote it were men of action rather than men of words. And it boils down quite simply to the straightforward and unqualified statement, you give us what we want within a week, or we beat the hell out of you and take it anyway. No loophole there, is there, Dr. Perret?
There doesn't seem to be.
All right. Before you now, you see a copy of the treaty between the Empire and Anacreon. As you see, gentlemen, something like 90% of the treaty cancels out in the analysis. And what we end up with can be described in the following interesting manner. Obligation of Anacreon to the Empire? None. Powers of the Empire over Anacreon? None.
That seems to be correct.
You admit then that the treaty is nothing but a total declaration of independence on the part of Anacreon and a recognition of that status by the Empire?
It seems so.
And do you suppose that Anacreon doesn't realize that? That it would naturally tend to resent any appearance of threats from the Empire, particularly when it's evident that the Empire is powerless to carry out any such threats, or it would never have allowed independence?
But then, how would you account for Lord Dorwin's assurances of Empire support?
You know, that's the most interesting part of the whole business. I thought his lordship an absolute ass when I first met him. But it turns out he was actually a most accomplished diplomat and a very clever man. I took the liberty of recording all his statements, and then I took them and had them analysed.
And?
After I'd succeeded in eliminating all the meaningless statements, vague gibberish and useless qualifications, I found I had nothing left. Everything cancelled out. Lord Dorwin, in 5 days of discussion, didn't say one damn thing. We have 1 week left. What do we do now?
It seems that we have no choice but to allow Anacreon to establish military bases on Terminus.
I agree with you there. But what do we do towards kicking them off again at the first available opportunity?
That sounds as if you've made up your mind that violence must be used against them.
Violence is the last refuge of the incompetent. But I certainly don't intend to put out the welcome mat and dust off the best furniture for them.
I still don't like the way you put that. It is a dangerous attitude. Our policy has but one cardinal principle, and that is the encyclopedia. Whatever we decide to do or not to do will be decided because it will be the measure required to keep that encyclopedia safe.
Then you have come to the conclusion that we must continue our intensive campaign of doing nothing.
You have demonstrated that the Empire cannot help us, though how it can be so, I don't understand. If compromise...
There is no compromise. Don't you realize that all this talk about military bases is utter nonsense?
We've gone quite far enough, I think. There seems no point in concealing that the board came to the decision that the real solution to the Anacreonian problem lies in what is to be revealed to us when the vault opens in 6 days from now.
We are to do nothing, is that right, except to wait in quiet serenity and utter faith for the deus ex machina to pop out of the vault?
Stripped of your emotional physiology, that is correct.
Such subtle escapism. Really, Dr. Farrar, such folly smacks of genius. Would it surprise you to hear that I have given the matter considerable thought these last few weeks?
With what result?
With the result that pure deduction is found wanting. What is needed is a little sprinkling of common sense.
For instance?
Selden foresaw the Anacreonian threat. Why did he not have us placed in some other planet, nearer the galactic center? Why put us here, on Terminus, if he could see in advance the break in communications? Our isolation from the Empire, the threat of our neighbors. If he could foresee the problem then, we should be able to find the solution now.
But, Hardin, we can't.
But you haven't tried. You haven't tried once. First you refused to admit that there was a menace at all, and then you reposed a blind faith in the Emperor. Now you've shifted it to Hari Seldon. Throughout, you've invariably relied either on authority or on the past, never on yourselves, and that's wrong. We sit here considering the encyclopedia the be-all and end-all. We consider the greatest end of science is the classification of past data. It's important, but is there no further work to be done? We're receding and forgetting. Here in the periphery, they've lost atomic power. In Gamma Andromeda, a power plant's blown up because of poor repairs. And the chance of the Empire complains that atomic technicians are scarce on the solution? To train new ones? Never. Instead, they're to restrict atomic power. Don't you see it's a worship of the past? It's a deterioration, stagnation.
Well, philosophy isn't going to help us. Let us be concrete. Do you deny that Hardy Seldon could easily have worked out his tautical trends of the future by simple psychological technique?
No, of course not. But we mustn't rely on him for a solution. At best, he might indicate the problem. But if ever there's to be a solution, we must work it out
ourselves. What do you mean, indicate the problem? We know the problem.
You think you do. You think Anacreon is all Hardy Seldon is likely to be worried about. I disagree. I tell you, gentlemen, that as yet none of you has the faintest conception of what is really going on.
Now, look. There must be no hesitation. Do you understand that, Lee? No time to allow them to grasp the situation. Once we're in a position to give orders, give them as they were born to do so, and they'll obey you out of habit.
But if the board remained irresolute...
After tomorrow, their position in the affairs of Terminus won't exist.
You know, it's strange that they've done nothing to stop us so far. You say they weren't entirely in the dark.
Farrar stumbled at the edges of the problem. And Peren's been suspicious of me ever since I was elected. But you see, they never had the capacity of understanding what was really going on. Their whole training has been authoritarian. They're sure that the Emperor, just because he is the Emperor, is all-powerful. They're sure that the Board of Trustees, acting in the name of the Emperor, cannot be in a position where it cannot give the orders. And that incapacity to recognize the possibility of revolt is our greatest ally. They're not bad fellows, Lee. Yeah, when they stick to the encyclopedia. And we'll see to it that that's where they do stick in the future. They're hopelessly incompetent when it comes to ruling Terminus. Anyway, you'd better go and start things rolling. Tomorrow in the Time Vault, we'll know what to expect.
I am Hari Seldon. I can't see you, so I can't greet you properly. If any of you are standing, please sit down. It is 50 years now since this foundation was established. 50 years in which the members of the foundation have been ignorant of what it was they were working towards. It was necessary that they be ignorant. But now that necessity is gone. The encyclopedia is, and always has been, a fraud. It is a fraud in the sense that neither I nor my colleagues care at all whether a single volume of the encyclopedia is ever published. In the 50 years that you have worked on this fraudulent project, your retreat has been cut off, and you now have no choice but to proceed on the infinitely more important project that was and is our real plan. From now on, and into the centuries, the path that you must take is inevitable. You will be faced with a series of crises, as you are now faced with the first. And in each case, your freedom of action will become circumscribed, so that you will be forced along one and only one path, the path which our psychology has worked out. Somewhere in the 50 years just past is where the historians of the future will place an arbitrary line and say, "This marks the fall of the Galactic Empire." After this fall will come inevitable barbarism, a period which psychohistory tells us should last for 30,000 years. We cannot stop the fall, but we can shorten the period of barbarism. The ins and outs of that shortening we cannot tell you, just as we could not tell you the truth about the Foundation 50 years ago. Had you known the truth, your knowledge would have extended, your freedom of action expanded, and the additional variables would have been more than our psychology could handle. But this I can tell you. Terminus and its companion foundation at the other end of the galaxy are to be the seeds and founders of the Second Galactic Empire. And it is the present crisis that is starting Terminus off towards that climax. This, by the way, is a rather straightforward crisis, much simpler than many of those that are ahead. Action is forced on you. The nature of that action, that is the solution to your dilemma, is, of course, obvious. But whatever course your future history may take, impress it always upon your descendants that the path has been marked out and that at its end is a new and greater empire.
You were right, it seems, Hardin. The Anacreonians will be here tomorrow. If you will see us tonight at 6, the board will consult with you as to the next move.
Encyclopedia Galactica, 116th edition. Entry, Board of Governors, subscript. Salvo Hardin's foresight meant that Lee's men were already in control, and the board was giving orders no longer. And in 6 months, the Anacreonian invaders were also not giving orders. The solution to this first Selden crisis had been obvious. This was the beginning of the great line of the Mayor's